Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Maseches Menachos Daf Samaches. We're going to start from the Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayinam and Beis. The Mishnah says, Bala Li Yisorin. The Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which talks about what you did when you brought the Omer. You cut the barley, you put it in boxes. You roasted it, you threshed it, you put it out to dry, you ground it, you sifted it, and then you have an isarin. Now, bolei lisarin, you go to the isarin, oslov shamna, you put in the oil, ulevainase, and the levaina, yatzak, you pour the oil on it, ubalal, and you mix it with the oil, hainif, you do tnufa, yemaylechumevi, emalu umayrid, the higish, you do agasha, you bring it to the corner of the mizbeach, and then finally kometz, you do the avodas of the mincha, you do kmitza, vehikter, and you do the haktoras akometz, and that's the avodas of the oimet, v'ashar nechal lekanem, and the shirayim are eaten to the kahanim. So the Rambam, in Pirish Mishnayis, makes a point of saying that the nesinas, shemen, and levaina has to be by day, which means the 16th day of Nisan. The Rambam and Yad also points this out, makes a point of saying that that's when you do the Nesina, Shemen, and Levina. Kibshutai, and like the Karen Ayer points out, it's not only a din by Minchas Omer. All Menachos, they do the Nesina, Shemen, and the Levina by day. The Brisker Rav says even more. The Brisker Rav says there's no din b'chlal that there's a din yoyim in Nesina, Shemen, and Levina. And there's no din that there's a din tezayin. There's no such din. The reason why you have to wait till the day to do the shemen and the levaina is because when you do the shemen and the levaina, so you put the mincha in the klisharis. Whenever you put a carbon in the klisharis, whenever you put it, the carbon mincha in the klisharis, it gets kedushas aguf. Until you put it in the klisharis, it's only called kedushas damim. You could still be paid it. And once you put it in the klisharis, that's when it gets kedushas aguf. See, by a carbon, by zvachim, by balei chayim, they get kedushas aguf by kedushas peh. As soon as you makdish a carbon, it gets kedushas aguf, and there's no way you could be paid it. You can't be mafkia the kedushas aguf unless it gets a mum. Mashein kain by menaches and nesachim, things that are not balei chayim. The kedushas aguf it gets is when it goes into a klisharis. Till then, it's kedushas damim. And there's a lot of nafkaminas. I mean, before it's kedushas aguf, you could be paid it. After it, you can't be paid it. Also, once it has kedushas aguf, then a mechusi kipurim touches it, it becomes tamei. Before that, not. Now, another din, like this is what the Brisker Rav is saying, when it gets kedushas aguf, it gets a psalina. There's a psalina similar to a psal neser. You can't, anything which kedushas aguf becomes pasal by the next morning. So if you would do the Nesinas Shemen and Levaina and the Blila and the Yitzik, if you do it at night, there's nothing wrong Be'etzim. Be'etzim, these Avedas would be kosher at night. The problem is that you can't do the rest of the Avedas by night. And when it comes the next morning, that's a psalina. That's like Nisa. That would be a psal in the Mincha, also psalina. He says that the Lashon and Rambam is namash the way. The Lashon and Rambam is mash was a dinner has to be done on the Yayim Tezayin. But he says, V'tzarechiyin. But Al-Kabanam, L'chayr, it's a din by all Menachos. The Kainari says that the Rambam just mentioned in here, because Azay, it's coming from the previous Mishnah, which is discussing the Avedis that were done by night. So you just might think that this is a Hemshech of it. This was done by night. So he's telling you, no, starting from the Nesina Shemen and Levaina, that has to be done by day. That's ready the next morning. Good. Now, Taisus, the Masli Yatzvah Gobal, he says, Akash, he says, Tema, the Loitani Malach. Why did it say that you also salt it? Kerektani Barakai Mitzraba, Loyatzvah Gobal, Veloy Malach. If you don't have Yitzika, Blila, and Malicha. Now, as it's discussing the Avaida that you do with the carbon mincha before the Etzim Avaida, the real Avaida starts, the Tnufa, the Agasha, the kmitza, but these are things in preparation of the mincha. So you do yitzika, you do blila, you have to mix it with oil, you have to pour oil on it, but you also have to do malicha, you have to put salt on it. So why did the Mishnah mention about putting salt on it? So the Tais Yantiv says that the Mishnah didn't mention it because the Mishnah was discussing the Avedis that are miyuchet to a mincha itself. But Malicha is an Aveda which is done by all Karbanis. I'll call a Karban Chetakiv Melech. So it's not going to mention it because that's an Aveda by all Karbanis. The Mishnah just wants to discuss the Avedis HaMincha that's done with the Karban Eimer. And also the Rav is bothered, the Brisky Rav is bothered about Taisis. Why did he bring the Mishnah in a Kaimitz Rabbah LeYotzak VeLeBol VeLeMalach? Why did he bring that Mishnah? There's a lot of places where it says that you need Malicha. Why did he specifically bring that Mishnah LeYotzak VeLeBol VeMalach? I mean, the Pasuk says, Al Kol Karban Chatak VeMalach, the Kama Sugyas in Kachim about the Din of Malicha by Karbanis. Why did he particularly bring that Mishnah? So the Rav says a very geshmaki aside about Malicha. The Rav says, Biskarov, he says that the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach says, it's in Perik Hei Alocha Yidbeis, that there's a difference between Malicha by Menachas and Malicha by other Karbanis. Because Malicha by Menachas is Ma'akev. He says, Ma'melech Ma'akev V'kmitza. Because it says, L'sashes Melech Bris Me'al Minchasecha. Even though the other Karbanis are Kashi B'dievet, it's a mitzvah to do Malicha, but the Karban is Kashi B'dievet, by Mincha it's a psul, it's in Ikuva. And he says more specifically to Brisky Rav, he says that the Rambam says that the Melech is ma'akev in the k'mitza. It's mashman dafka when there's a k'mitza. There's some menachas that don't have a k'mitza. You mak the entire mincha. He says, of course, he wasn't coming lafuka to shirayim. The shirayim that's eaten to the kanim, of course you don't need malicha. Malicha is on a karba. Malicha is on something which is burnt on the mizbeach. L'chai, the Rambam is coming lafuka menachas that are burnt totally on the mizbeach. There, the malicha is not li'ikuvah. The Naya did by a kmitza and a melicha is mikuva. And he explains a little bit more. He says, the Rambam got this from the sugya early on, the Afyates and Midbeis, Ben Laharachan Kolkach. But he says, one geshmak adig, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Sheirish Yidbeis, the Sheirish, he says all the rules about what's counted as from the Tayag Mitzvos and what's not. That's the Rambam has 14 shrashim, 14 rules, what's counted. And usually, every rule, he has a problem that the Bahag didn't follow this rule. And since he didn't follow this rule in that case, so he should have included even more mitzvahs, so it doesn't stem. That's, he made clear rules, clear guidelines, what could be counted from the Tayag mitzvahs, what not. So one of the rules is, you can't count chelkei ha-mitzvah. You can't count parts of a mitzvah as a mitzvah. Even though the Torah says different tzivuyim, but if it's all in one kolistik of mitzvah, you can't count it. L'mashal, Torah has a mitzvah to bring an oila. So that's a mitzvah. It's one of the Tayag mitzvahs. Bring an oila. But it says a lot of things to do. It says you do smicha, and then it says you do shkita, and then it says you do kabbalah, and then it says you do zrika, and then it says you do hefshit, and then it says you do nituach, and then aktara. So all those are not counted as separate mitzvahs. That's all, they're all chalakim in the mitzvah, in the general mitzvah of bringing oil. That's what the Rambam is saying. But the Rambam says that there are mitzvahs by karbanis that are counted as separate mitzvahs. L'mashal, the mitzvah to eat kachim. He said, that is counted as a separate mitzvah. Why? Because the Torah gave one general mitzvah to eat all the karbanis. So that's not included in the chalkei mitzvah of the karban. That's a separate mitzvah, that a kohen should eat the karbanis. The mitzvahs that are in the oila, they're included in the mitzvah to bring an oila. The mitzvahs that are in the chatas are included in the mitzvah to bring a chatas v'chuli. But a mitzvah that's written general by kachim, that's a mitzvah, a separate mitzvah. So who then he says the din of melach, the din of putting alkol karban chatak of melach, it wasn't said by each carbon, it doesn't say by oil to bring melach, by chatas to bring melach. It says a general mitzvah by kachin to bring melach. So that, we are going to include that in one of the Tayag mitzvahs to bring melach by the carbon. That's what the Rambam says. Then when the Rambam gets to arguing with the Bahag, and he's complaining that the Bahag didn't keep this rule, and he said that the Bahag counted Yitzika as a separate mitzvah, Blil as a separate mitzvah, Psis as a separate mitzvah, Melich as a separate mitzvah, Agash as a separate mitzvah, Tanuf as a separate mitzvah, Kmitz as a separate mitzvah. All these things are counted as a separate mitzvah. So he's bothered, he would count it as one mitzvah to bring a mincha. The problem is he threw in Melicha in the list of things that the Bahag counted, which he holds as all one mitzvah. And before he said that Melicha is a separate mitzvah, because Melicha is written by all karbanis. It's one general mitzvah by all karbanis, so that is called a separate mitzvah. The Mamish is near. Early he said Malicha is a separate mitzvah, but then he says, he has a tain on the Bahag that he counted Kmitza and Agosha and Tnufa, and he writes Malicha. So Zagde Biskarov, there's two dinim. There's a general din Malicha by all karbanis, that's just a mitzvah's Malicha, and that's not ma'akiv in the karban. because that's a general mitzvah. Everything brought on the Mizbeach needs malicha. A general mitzvah gets a new mitzvah from the Tayag. It's not a chelik of the mitzvah of Eula and the mitzvah of Chatas and the mitzvah of Shlomim. It's not a chelik of that. It's a general mitzvah that pertains to all of them. But there's a separate din by Menachas specifically that malicha is ma'akev. That malicha is part of the Avodas HaMincha, which is ma'akev. And he learns it out from a different pasuk, like Sashbis Melech Bisav Esecha Me'al Mincha Secha. That has to be on the Mincha. And that's ma'akev. That is a din in the Ma'isa Mincha. That can't be counted as a separate mitzvah. So Me'el is Akhtar Rav. That's the Pshat in Taisa's Kasha. Taisa also held it a shtickle. He held that there's a separate mitzvah's malicha besides a general mitzvah's malicha by Kavanis. There's a separate mitzvah's malicha for the Avedis HaKarban. And that's why he dafka brings the Mishnah by Menachas that talks about Layatzak Leibal of Leimalach, which is discussing the Avedis HaMincha and brings what's it then if you didn't do the proper Aved of the Mincha like Yitzhika Blila Malicha? So Mel, it's Shredis Mishnah. Once we see from that Mishnah that there is a separate mitzvah of Malicha, I used to the general mitzvah of Malicha that's done by all Karbanis. There's a special mitzvah of Malicha by Mincha. So that mitzvah should have been brought in this Mishnah. That's a shtickle from the Brisker Rav. Now, the Mishnah goes on. After the Ayma was brought, you were able to see the streets of Yerushalayim, the markets of Yerushalayim were full of Kemach Kali. That means they must have prepared the Kemach Kali before the Ayma was brought. And like the Gemara explains, because we're Chayshish, that may be leaf from the Eimer. If he's working with the Eimer, may be leaf from it. So therefore, if they were able to already have, right after the Ktsiris Eimer, already have in the marketplace of Yerushalayim, there was already Kemach Kali, obviously it was cut before the Eimer. Now there happens to be an Issa Deraisa of cutting before the Eimer. I think Gemara is Mavur. It has to be Reishis Ketzircha. It's an Asay Deraisa not to cut anything before the Eimer. But that, you can get around it through Kituf. That's what the Gemara is Mavur. If you're not cutting with a sickle, you're just picking the stalks with your hand, so that wouldn't be an Issa Deraisa. But Rabbi Meir holds it's anyway Asur because it's Gzei Rishem Yavelachem Imenu. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. There is no Gzei Rishem Yavelachem Imenu. And the Gemara discusses it. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though by Chametz, Rabbi Yehuda says, you cannot be Baidik als Gzei Rishem Yavelachem Imenu, but by Chadash, it's not a problem because loy badl minei, the chametz is loy badl minei, the whole year you eat chametz, so mele you're not badl, mashenk and chadash you're always careful about, so there won't be exerishim yavalechel mimenu, and the chachamim fakert, the chachamim hold that by chadash, even though you're badl minei, you geyser, and by chametz is a special thing because you're not preparing it for eating fakert. What you're doing is you're checking the chametz to burn it, so mele who wants to maxle the seifa mechel kachel minei, that's the Gemara. He wouldn't eat it if he's goofa trying to destroy it. That was the Maskanas HaGemara. Originally, the Gemara thought that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda is matir, cutting before the Eimer, is because it's only mutter al yidei kituf, because you can't cut the wheat, because that's an issa deraisa, to cut before the Eimer, reishis ketzircha. Anyway, you have to pick it with your hands. So therefore, there's no chash that maybe you'll come to eat it. That's what Rabbi said. So the Eila Shleimai and the Rishash ask that this issur to cut wheat before the Eimer, it's Mavur in the Rambam, and it's pretty much Mavur in the Psukim, it's only an issur to cut wheat before you cut the Eimer. They cut the Eimer at night. Maitziyamtiv. And till they bring the Eimer, and it becomes mutter to eat, was the next morning. So the shayla is, why are we saying that it's mutter to cut the wheat because it's done on day kituf? And we're saying, how do we know it's done on day kituf? Because it's an issa to cut it. Maybe it was done after the ksiris ha'imer. And then there's no issa to cut it. And then it would not be done on day any shinui. So really, lemaskana, it's not shver. Because lemaskana, the heter to cut it is not because of Shina, that to cut is also a model minay. But according to the Safman, according to Rabbi's Teretz, the Mitarik Shlucha, they kituf, before the Gemara's Takasha from Kaitzim Meser Shlachim, you could ask the Kasha, what about the Ksira that's done after the Ksira Seimer? So the Eilu Shleimer first says that since they made Kemach Kali, it takes a little time to process the Kemach Kali. So obviously they must have cut it before Yom Tov. They couldn't have cut it that night and had Kemach Kali available the next day. Then he brings the Rishash. Rishash also asks the Kasha. The Rishash says, because maybe it's not Shkich to cut by night. So we're not geyser about cutting by night, because that's not what people do it. You don't get out to the fields and cut the barley, cut the grain by night. I mean, the Aymer they did, because that's a special mitzvah to do it by night. But Samazai, when you're cutting barley, and that's not the night, is not the time that you work. You work during the day. I don't know if the kasha is so stark. I mean, the Gemara is the kasha from Tchina and Akkad, and the Gemara says that they made a shini for Tchina and Akkad also. So it could be, even if they didn't have to make the shini midaraisa, in general, you could assume they made the shini, because normally the vinisik sira, and if it was after the time of the hetik sira, was it to make a shini? But I saw in the Masifta Gemara, from a sefer called the Muke Chaim, he says a Gishmak Eteretz. He says, you're not going to do ksira anyway, because it's chalamayid. There's an issa malacha and chalamayid. I mean, letzarech hamayid, it's mutter, but I guess he's assuming, it's probably assumed that there was enough tvua from the yashan that you don't really need it letzarech hamayid, particularly they were doing it to sell. So the Gemara's assumption was that there was absolutely no hetter to cut it, because before the ksiris ha'aymer, there's no hetter to cut it, also the issa of cutting before the ksiris ha'aymer. And after the ksiris ha'aymer, there's no hetter to cut it, because there's an issa ksiri. I mean, even kitav is asir. It's an issa of kaitzer. It's only if it's a tzarech ha'mayin. And if you have enough for the mayin, you're not allowed to cut extra to sell. So that would also be a gishmaka teretz to the Rishash and the Eilish Leimis Kasha. Now, the Gemara ended up shlugging it up because the Mishnah says, kaitzim beisa shlachim sheba amokim, avaloi gaitchim. Where there, you don't have an issa deraisa to make tzira, because it's not something which you could bring the aimer from it. And therefore it says you could be kaitzer, and it doesn't say any shinoi. There's a raya that stam they were in geyser. So that's where the Gemara says the teretz of badal minei, uloi badal minei. So Rashi says, tula shinus, why were the kaitzer mesa shlachim shemamakim? The first lashim was because this tvua ripens very early. So therefore by the time it comes, if you wait till we get to the aimer, it's gonna dry out. And it's not going to be usable, so it'll be a hefset. So male, that's why they will matter. And the second lashon, he says, and this lashon is the ikur v'chem afurish l'kaman, that the pshat is because you can't bring an omer from the base of shlachim and the amakim. And in makim shetamevi at the kaitzim, makim shetamevi at the kaitzim, makim shetamevi at the kaitzim. You're only not allowed to be kaitzim from the places where you could bring it. Mamishum afurish yigumar leidam on daf ayin aleph. Now, Taisus has a problem, because the Mishnah on that Pehei, it's talking about all Menachas, but who the Minchas Aimer, Eimei Vien, Leimei Beis HaZvalim, Leimei Beis HaShlachim, Leimei Beis HaIlan, Vimhei VeKasher. It says three places you can't bring from, Beis HaZvalim, Beis HaShlachim, and Beis HaIlan. And here, Al-Kabbanim, according to Taisus' first Girsa, it says, Yekaitzim, Beis HaShlachim, and Beis HaMakim. So there it says three places you can't bring, Beis HaZvalim, Beis HaIlan, and Beis HaShlachim. And here it says two places you could be kaitzer. Beis HaShlachim and Beis HaMakim. So how come here it leaves out the Beis HaZvalim and Beis HaIlan, and there it leaves out the Beis HaMakim? It's a Pella. They're both the same Yesod. They're both, the vart is that you have to be able to bring the Eimer, that something which you can't bring, Memele, you can't do the Ksira. Memele, you could do the Ksira, because you can't bring from it. So there, there's three places you can't bring from it, Beis HaShlachim, Beis HaIlan, and Beis HaZvalim. And here it says two places where you could do ksira, Beis HaShlachim and Beis HaMakim. So Taisa says, one mahalach, you need both. You need, first of all, that you can't bring from there. And that's why it's mutter midaraisa. But even that, the Rabbanan wouldn't allow you to be kaitzer. So gzeir ha'atuha. But you also need a pseinda. And the pseinda is dafka by Beis HaShlachim and Beis HaMakim. So that would explain Rashi's first lashon. Even though the Gemara says mafurish that the reason why you could be kaitzer is because you makam she'iyat ameviyat kaitzer, but you also need pseinda. All right, because it doesn't say that beis ilan beis zvalim also you could be kaitzer, even though that's also iyat amevi. But that doesn't explain good why it didn't say beis hamakim in the other Mishnah. So Taisa says there's another girsa. Rashi seemed to have this girsa. It's beis hashlachim sheba amakim. It's not two places, beis hashlachim and beis hamakim. It's the Beis HaShlachim Sheba Amakim. There's two types of Beis HaShlachim. So the Beis HaShlachim Baharim. And that you cannot be Kaitzer, even though you can't be maybe. and there's a base of shlachim sheba amakim. So there he has two mahalachim why the base of shlachim sheba amakim is different than the base of shlachim shebarim. One mahalach is because it's a psay that afka by the base of shlachim sheba amakim, not by the base of shlachim shebarim. And the second is that the base of shlachim sheba amakim there, it's so bad that even likuva, it's even likuva. You're not even yaitz in the mitzvah's aimer. In order to have a head to ksira, you have to be that you're not even yaitz in the mitzvah's aimer. The other three things, the base of shlachim, the base of ilan, the base of zvalim, since it's heavy kosher, so by the evidence you could bring it from there. So male, that wouldn't be matadeh ksira. Mashengen, base of shlachim, sheba amakim, that is so bad it even is a problem with the evidence, that's why there's a head to ksira. So the kitzah, there's two mahalchim, two gishseis in Agamar. Is it two things, based on shlachim and based on makim? Or is it one big thing, based on shlachim, sheba makim? And also, what's the chilik here? Why doesn't it also say based on ilan and based on zvolim? One pshat is you also need hefzid, and one pshat is that you need that the evidence shouldn't work. And the Rambam, it's there, the Achrayim bring it. First of all, the Rambam Pirish Mishnayi says that all based on shlachim you could be kaitzer. And the Rambam in Yad seems to be Geiris based on Shlachim Sheba Amakim, Dafka there. But the Rambam in Yad is a bit shver because he only says at time that since you could be Kaitzer, Mela, since you can't be Mavim, Mela, you could be Kaitzer. But the Chayyab, all based on Shlachim, you can't be Mavim, not just based on Shlachim Sheba Amakim. The Rambam doesn't give any remez to why based on Shlachim Sheba Amakim is the only time you could be Kaitzer. He doesn't mention anything about Hefzid. He certainly doesn't mention anything at that bed, but the evidence no good. Abyssal Tzarechian, the Mefarshim, Ameir, the Shaila. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishakar v'Aimer, once they brought the Aimer, Hutu Chadash Miyad. There's an Issa Chadash. Any new Tvuah, which was Nishrash after the previous Aimer, is Asr, until they bring the Aimer. When they bring the Aimer, Chadash is Mutter right away. Harachaykim, the ones who are distant, mutar mechatzei sayayim. Because how would they know if they brought it? From chatzei sayayim, we know that they brought it. And the Gemara explains, emar rechaykim mutar mechatzei sayayim. Why? The Mishnah explains that later. Why were the rechaykim mutar from chatzeis? Vnei she, hein yaydim she bezin misatzlim boy. They know that bezin is not misatzel. They're not lazy. They bring the omer right away. So the Karanayr shtalts up a little bit. He wanted to know, and the Kashi asks is like this. The Rambam says that the Omer is brought after the Karban Musaf. That's the Seder. You have to bring the Karban Musaf before the Omer. And the Gemara says in the fifth parak of Pesachim, that in the beginning, that they brought the Musaf and Meshesh. They brought the Musaf and Mechatzais. So if they brought the Musaf and Meshesh by Chatzais, and they brought the Omer afterwards, so the Chaya, when it came Chatzais, they didn't yet bring the Omer. So Zayta Karanari, you have to say that, forget, because they wanted Chadash Shiri Mutter, so male, they made everything a little bit earlier. They brought the Musaf earlier than usual, and that way, by Chatzais, they certainly brought the Aimer. But he was bothered by the Lashim, wasn't they Shein Bez and Misatzlim Bay? You have to say more than that. Not only they're not lazy, but they Bedafka bring it earlier than they're supposed to, in order to be Matter Chadash. The Svasemes brings from the Rashi there, in the beginning of the fifth parakim Sachim, the Rashi there is mashmat, there's a din that you can't bring the Musaf, at least that's how it lines up the Rashi, that you can't bring the Musaf before Chatzais. Since it says Yayim, it doesn't say Baker, Yayim would have to mean after Chatzais. So Ibrazei is bothered, so how'd they bring the Omer before Chatzais? So he says that according to Rashi, you're going to have to say that the Omer was brought before the Musaf. I guess the Rambam would learn that they didn't have to bring the Musaf by Chatzais, it's just that that's what they usually did, so you could say the Karanayra, that on Erev Pesach, on the second day of Pesach, they brought the Musaf early in order to bring the Omer early. And in Rashi, that says that Alisa Svedo Esvasemis is learning the Rashi, that there's a halacha that you cannot bring the Musaf before Chatzais, so you'll have to say the other way, that the Omer was brought before the Musaf. But I think the Lashim Neisha Yidayim She'im Bezim Misatzlim Ben is a pshat that even if there was an official time to bring it before Chatzais, then the question is, but maybe, boom, things got late, things got delayed. So that's why you have to come on to Em Bezim Misatzlim, that the pshat is it doesn't get delayed from the official time. Now, what is the official time? Obviously, the Mishnah's naming on the official time was before Chatzais. Why? So either you could say, like the Karen Ayra, that they happened to make the Musaf earlier in order to Yimat Dere Chadash early, Or if you say like the Sfasem, this is Chad and Rashi in Psachim, that they can't make the Musaf early, so you have to say in Shittas Rashi, made the Oymah before the Musaf. But that's not what the Mishnah is coming to tell you. The Mishnah is not coming to give you a time why they made the Oymah before Chatzais. The Mishnah is coming to give you time. How do you know that they brought the Oymah in the official time? Now, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara brings a machlekes. Rav Shmuel Darmi Tavayu Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Oymah Matir Bezman She'em Beis HaMikdash Kayim Heir HaMizruch Matir. And when the Beis HaMikdash is around, you need the Oymah to be Matir, and before the Oymah there's an Issa Chadosh. But when the Beis HaMikdash is not around, from the beginning of the day, from Heir HaMizruch, it's already Mutter. My time at Trey Kroi Ksivi Ksiv Adav Yachem, so it sounds like you need the Oymah. So it sounds like as soon as you have the etzem yom hazeh, it's good enough. Okay, it said kam esman she beis hamikdash kayim, kam esman she em beis hamikdash kayim. I saw the Brisker Rav Shtaltzich a little bit. He says, what about if the beis hamikdash is kayim? So then you need the eimer. And what about they didn't bring the eimer? So to them you're going to say that it's going to be asa forever. So he brings some Taisus in Rosh Hashanah. Taisus in Rosh Hashanah that v'gimel menalef the maskul mehechan ekrivu. That's Mavura there, that if they didn't bring the Omer, it was Asa that day. But by the end of the day, it's going to be Mutter either way. Vaisteis, I think the Pshat is, the Rav doesn't say this, but I think the Pshat is that if you can't bring the Omer, so it already is like Bizman She'em Besim Mikdash Kayim. See, the Rav himself says, yes, he has a bothered by the Shaila, the Ravim holds Makriv Mafri She'em Bais. So what's the Pshat Bizman She'em Besim Mikdash Kayim Heira Mizruch Matter? What's fire din is aim based on mikdash kayim. So he says the pshat is if you can't bring the aimer, practically, not halachically. He says, what's a hua din when the base of mikdash was kayim, they didn't have any barley. There was absolutely no barley to be found. So there was no aimer. So avad heir mizuch bimat zakta. Has nothing to do with the base of mikdash. That's not chatting the pasuk. Nothing changes because of the base of mikdash. Because you give him up for shame bias. Napshat, one of the pasuk is Bizman She'em Hamikdash Kayim, and one is Bizman She'em Hamikdash Kayim. The pshat is, if you could bring the Omer, then you need the Omer to be Matir. If you can't bring the Omer, then Heir Mizruch is Matir. So if you could bring the Omer, but they didn't, so you need the Omer to be Matir, Kolzman, they could bring the Omer. When it reaches the end of the day, then they can't bring the Omer. So then, it's Mutter. Like Heir Mizruch would have been Matir, but the problem was they could have brought the Omer. As I pasuk pshat, but that's what he brings from the Taisin Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel Mafurish, that if they didn't bring the Eimer, then at the end of the day it's Mutter. And I'm saying the pshat is, the side of Heir and Mizruch Matter is that if you can't bring the Eimer, you don't need the Eimer to be Matter. It's Mutter Memela when it reaches Tezayin Eir. So let's say when it reaches Tezayin Eir, they could have brought the Eimer, so you take and need the Eimer to be Matter. So then it's also until they either bring the Eimer, or they can't bring the Eimer, which is by the end of the day, they can't bring the Eimer. Now, Rashi, Heir HaMizruch, says, Honei Tzachama Shel Tezayin. He says, Honei Tzachama, Avalei Le'aser. Now, the Shaila is, the Mefarshim ask, the Biskirov says, what's Rashi saying, Honei Tzachama? Usually, the nine is over by Eloi Seshachar. So why don't you say Eloi Seshachar is already Mutter? All things that are Kol Kashif Yom is really Kashif from Alei Seshacha. You need Hanei Sechama in the Rabbanan. It's a Mishnah and Megillah Daf Chaf. So why is it actually Hanei Sechama when the day starts from Alei Seshacha? So the Svasema says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh means that you need the actual sun. That's what Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh says. It says, V'lechem V'kol V'chayim L'Sechol at Etzem Hayom Hazeh Ad Aviyachem Es Karben. What's Etzem Hayom Hazeh? Etzem Hayom Hazeh means you need the actual sun. That was Lar Chalei already says this in Sukkah on Dafim Aleph and Mabez. And he brings very Geshmak. He brings Rashi early on Dafim and Beis pretty much says it. Rashi they also says on the Heira Mizruch Matir, Rashi says, Heira Mizruch the Yudvav Nisa Matir Chodesh, Diksiv Ad Etzem Ayoim, Ubetam Ginen Ad Bechran. Ubechran Hainu Maris Ayoim. And his Mayer Chsas. Why did he bring that for? Why did he bring the Targum of Bechran? Ad Etzem Ayoim as that means until it becomes day. What do you need? The Etzem with the Bechran? With Bechran means the Maris? What's Rashi saying on the Fehem base? So this is what he's saying. Rashi says, hey, Rashi types the words Heir Mizruch meaning Hanei Tzachama, and he's bothered. Mech Tesin Hanei Tzachama. So because it says Etzem. I know Etzem means Hanei Tzachama, because the Tang of Etzem is Chran. And how do you know Chran means that? He brings Rashi, he said, Bechran means the Maris Hayim, the visible day. The visible day is Hanei Tzachama. So that sheet is Rav and Shmuel. That means that your Eisid is an Issa Chadash until you bring the Eimer, as long as you could bring the Eimer, Bizman Abayis. And when there's no base to make this and you can't bring the Eimer, then there's a heter of Etzum Eim, is a Hanetz Chama of Tezayim. And Rabbi Yechim Mishlagish Eimer Tevayim, no. I feel Bizman Shabes Amikdash Kayim Heir Mishuch Matter. Heir Mishuch is matter all the time. Ad Etzum Eim is a period. Once it's Tezayim, Issa Netz Chama, it's always Mutter. V'ksiv adav yachem. Ayit says adav yachem. So the mitzvah. And what does it mean? Mishikar v'ayim hutu chadash miyad. It's already mutter before. The mitzvah. So Taisus here learns up the mitzvah that there's an asay deraisa. There's an isser asay midaraisa that you can't eat anything before the aymer. There's no lav of chadash. You don't have the loy seichel. You don't have the lav of chadash. But you have an assay that out of the Achim is a mitzvah assay that you have an assay you can't eat the chadash before you bring the Eimer. So Taisus asks two kashas. One kasha is that the Gemara asks the kasha that it says Mishachar Beis Hamikdash Hiskin and Beicham and Zakah Shiyem and Efkulay Aser. That when the Beis Hamikdash was Chariv, Beicham and Zakah was Mesakin, that the Eimer Naf should be Kulay Aser. The day of Tezayim. That means Midar Aisat's Mutter, and Midar Abban is Exerid to make it Aser. Why? Because my tama, because mehera yibana beis hamikdash v'yomei shtakan milo yechalnu behera mizruch hashanami nechol. Because maybe the beis hamikdash will be built, and people will say that just like last year we ate before from behera mizruch, we ate before because they didn't realize because last year they need the aymer, and this year the beis hamikdash built, you need the aymer. So the Gemara asks, if you're going to say it's only the mitzvah, because of a mitzvah, you're going to be geyser. So that's why the Gemara says that the Rechon and Rish Lakish hold that Rechon and Zakeh didn't say Yom Enef Kulei Asa Alsa Tekana. He said Yom Enef is Kulei Asa Min Deraisa. Then he holds that Etzem Yom Ezeh means till the next day. Like we'll see soon the Sugya Sagamar. But Al Kabanim, the Gemara asks the Kasha that if it's only the mitzvah, why would they make Exer? So Frek Taisis, if it's an Isser Asay, Mechad Taisis won't make Exer. The Gemara says, even like the egg that was nailed in Rosh Hashanah, which is an Issa Derabana, you also make a Gzeira that maybe Mary Yabana and Mikdash, and they'll say, last year we also ate the egg. A whole cheshbin, why Mishachar Beis Mikdash, now the egg is going to be Mutter. But Rebbe Yechim Zaka says, no, you have to keep an Aser, because Shami Yabana and Mikdash, and they'll say, Ishtaka Milachal Beya. So you see, you can even make a Gzeira for Derabana, so I can make a Gzeira for Issa Asay. That's Taisus first Kasha. And Taisa sang Kashis in the Gemara early in Daf Hei Min Aleph. The Gemara early in Daf Hei Min Aleph says, the Gemara had a Kasha, it was talking about an Oimer that was Nikmas Shaloi Lishma. So it's a Kasher carbon, but it's Loi Olu, it's not Matah Chadash. So the Gemara asks, how could it be a Kasher carbon if it's not Matah Chadash? So Kumdais it's Chadash, and it's not Matah Chadash. So Jumi Brahma Mashki Yisrael. It's not Mashki Yisrael, it's not Mutter, it's Chadash, it has an Issa Chadash. So the Gemara answers, Rish Lakish is Lashita. So Rish Lakish holds that Heir and Mizruch is already Matter. Now if you're going to say that even though Heir and Mizruch is Matter, it's still an Issa Asay, so right that there should be a problem with Mashki Yisrael. So these are the two Kashas Taisus has. One is that if after Heir and Mizruch is still an Issa Asay, so why can't we be Geizer after this Issa Asay, just like we're Geizer by Beitza, even after an Issa Darabanan? And the second kasha is, why wouldn't there be a problem of Mashki Yisrael? It's Mavur, in the Gemara Daf Hei, there's no problem of Mashki Yisrael to bring a carbon of Chadash before the Eimer by Heir and Mizrach, because Heir and Mizrach matter, why isn't there a problem of Mashki Yisrael because of the Isser Asay? So Taisus and Daf Hei and Beis on the top ask these two kashas, and says, L'fichach nira deina l'mitzum in a mufchar ba'alma v'afilo asay leka. It's just a mitzum in a mufchar, it's not even an asay. That the pasuk that says that v'lechem v'kaliv is karmel le'seichel at etzim is there adav yachem, that the adav yachem is mamish not even an issa b'chlal, it's just a mitzvah and a mufra, it's a bissel shver. Al kabanim, this taisus didn't seem to name on that way, and this taisus blives shver with the two kashas. So the shagas ayeh and shals achuvas chadashis at the end of the seif and is kunches by chadash and simin vav. So the first kashi answers like this. He says that the gzeir by beya was stam, that bizman she'em beis hamikdash kayim, the beya should be mutter. Bizman she'em beis hamikdash kayim, the beya should be aser. And that's exactly every single year. As soon as the Beis HaMikdash comes around, whatever the cheshim was, the bay would be aser. And now every year they might be matir the bay because the Beis HaMikdash came. Mashain came legabe this gzeira. The Gemara says in Sukkah daf mem aleph, the Gemara says, why don't you just matir from chatzais? If the Beis HaMikdash should be built, so why don't you just matir it from chatzais? Because by chatzais it's anyway matir. So the Gemara says, enichanami, if the Beis HaMikdash should be built at any time, they wouldn't be geyser the whole day. They'd be geyser only from chatzais, because you don't want to be matir from Eir Mizrach, because when the Beis HaMikdash is built, then you have to wait for chatzais. Why are you guys more than Chatzai? So the Gemara says, because maybe it'll be built by night. It'll be built Mamish the second day of Pesach by night. And then by the time they get the Aim already, it's going to be after Chatzai. So that's why they were asked the whole day. That's only Exeir for the first year after the Beis HaMikdash is built. And only Exeir if the Beis HaMikdash is built at night. At that night, the night of the second day of Pesach, if the Beis HaMikdash is built any other time, there wouldn't be a reason to ask after Chatzai. And if the Beis HaMikdash, and even if the Beis HaMikdash is built by night, it was only for that year. That they would only ask if there's a lav, not if it's an assay. That's the Shagas Ayis Teres to the first Kash of Taisis. And as far as the second Kash of Taisis, he says that the Mashki Yisrael has really learned that from Orla, and Orla is a lav, and he says it's a din. He's Mechadish, is a din that Mashki Yisrael is only when there's an Issa lav. When there's an Issa assay, there's no din of Mashki Yisrael. The Einig Yomtif, in the Yoridei Yisim and Sadik Beis in Nagah, says the more lundish to the Kasha Mashki Yisrael. He says, Mashki Yisrael is when the Chefts is Aser. If something's treif, it's Chadash, it's Erl, it's Klayakarim, it's treifa, the Chefts is a Chefts of the Yisurus HaChatichas Yisr, so then there's a din of Mashki Yisrael. Mashenki in the Chefts of Chadash, Heir Mizuch is Mahte. What's that of Yachem LeMitzvah? What's Pshat LeMitzvah? Even if you say it's a Chiv, it's an Asay Deraisa, but it's an assay on the Gavra. It's a din on the Gavra. The Gavra has to bring the Ayma before he eats. So the Chavs is a Chatichas Heter. That's why there's no lam. The Lemitzu V'Alma means a din on the Gavra. So even if you're going to say it's not just a mitzvah no mufchel chatchila, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiv. But it's not a chiv meaning that the Chadash is trade. The Chadash is already kosher from Eir Mizrach. There's a din that's on the Gavra. The Gavra has a din to wait till after the Ayma. That wouldn't be a problem, Mashki Yisrael. That's an Yantif chat. And now let's first add some sugya of Chadash. When is the Heter of Chadash, and whether the Issa Chadash Bizman Azeh is Midarais or Midarabanan. We have here in the Gemara, like we said, two sheetas. Rav and Shmuel hold that Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, the Omer is Matir, and if it's Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, it's Heir Mizruch is Matir. And Rabbi Yechon and Menzaki was Mesakin that they should ask for the whole day, even though Heir Mizruch is matter, because Shemi Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and they'll say, just like last year, we ate from Heir Mizruch, so this year also we're going to eat from Heir Mizruch. And really, they have to wait until the Eimer was brought. And B'Yerich and Rish Lakish say that no, even Bezman Beis HaMikdash Kayim, the Heir Mizruch is matter. And what's the pshat that B'Yerich and Zakai said that the Yoyim Anef is Aser? The Gemara says it was Midaraisa. And there's a machloikis, what's ad etzim yoyim azez? Ad bichlal, ad v'loy ad bichlal. If ad is loy ad bichlal, so that's what Rabbi Yechim Shlokish is saying, that Heir Mizruch is matir. But Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yechim and Zakai was not midarabanim, was darash v'hiskin, like the Gemara says, it's midaraisa, and he says ad is ad bichlal, and ad etzim yoyim azez, the etzim yoyim azez, also part of the asr, the yoyim anef is asr midaraisa. So kundes three sheetis when chadash becomes mutter. Rav and Shmuel holds that when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, so it's when you bring the Omer, and Bizman Hazeh Midaraisa, from the morning of Tezayin, Midarabanan, the night of Tezayin. Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish themselves hold that all the time it's from the morning of Tezayin, and the Omer is just L'mitzvah, like we spoke, is it a mitzvah min ha-mufcher, or an Isser, Asay. But even Mizman Shebeis Mikdash Kayim, the Etzim Issa Chadash is off by the morning. And according to Berechim Shlokish, there's another Shita, I mean, there's definitely Shita's Rabbi Yehuda, that Midaraisa, you have to wait until the night of the 16th. Now, the Gemara brings three Shita's Halacha L'maisa in Bavel, till when is there an Issa Chadash? Rav Papa and Avinu Beis Shur, the Gemara says, Achli Chadash Be'urta Deshitza Nagi Shifser. They ate Chodash, the night of the 16th, in other words, Meitzi Yantiv Sheni. So by then, the Kuli Alma, you really could eat Chodash, the night of the 16th. Because even if you say that the 16th day is Asr, whether you say it's Asr Midar Abonin, at Shem and Ef Kuli Asr, or you say it's Asr Midar Isa, because Ad, the Ad Bechlal, but already by the night of Bimutta. But the question was, what happened to Yantiv Sheni? What happened to Sveik of the Eimel? Sveik of the Eimel, you should have to wait another day. So the Gemara says, Kasavi Chodesh Bechutzlai Zdurabanan, Ulusveik Alei Cheshinan. They owe Chodesh and Chutzlai Zdurabanan, and the male is not in Sveik of the Eimel, like I'm the Shail of Chodesh, because by Zdurabanan, they didn't make it in a Sveik of the Eimel. So that's the first Shita, that holds that to wait till the night of the 16th, anyway, you have to do either midaraisa, if you hold like Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, like Rabbi Yechim and Shlakish, like Rabbi Yehuda, or if you hold like Rav and Shmuel, be midarabanan, because Yom and Ef is kulay aser. But to aser more than that, al tzveka di yoma, since Chodesh is derabanan, so male, there's no iser tzveka di yoma b'chol. Then you have the rabanan, the Beir of Ashi. They ate the morning of the 17th. Why the morning of the 17th? They couldn't eat before the morning because the old Chodesh is deraisa, and Lagabi deraisas, there is a din of Sveik of the Yema. But to Aser the 17th al Sveik of the Yema, because maybe it's the 16th, they hold that the 17th is only Aser Midarabanan, because Yema Nef is Durabanan, so it's Kanash Rebechen and Zakai. And there's no Sveik of the Yema and Durabanan, so there's no Sveik of the Yema and Yema Nef. So Mela, you could eat Chodesh the morning of the 17th. And then Ravina said that his mother told him that his father waited till the night of the 17th. And why is that? Because he held that Chodesh was manazez deraisa, so the Sveik of the Yoma. And he held that waiting the entire day of the 16th is not a derabanan. Waiting the entire day of the 16th is deraisa. Like Rabbi Yehuda holds. Like Rabbi Yechim Shlakish hold the Darish of Hiskin of Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. So male, that also would have it in the Sveik of the Yoma, and you have to wait till the night after the 17th. Those are the three sheet this Lamaskanas HaGemara. So there's a big tumul, ki yadua, what's the din chadash bizman hazeh in chutz la'aretz? The Rambam paskins like Ravina. The Rambam paskins l'maisa that chadash is also midaraisa, even bizman hazeh, and even b'chutz la'aretz, b'chol zman b'chol makim, chadash asa min ha'tayra. And the Rambam paskins like Ravina, because he's a basra. So the Rambam paskins that you have to wait till the night after the 17th in order to eat Chodesh. And the Riff and the Rosh at the end of Psachim also pass in that way, that you can't eat Chodesh until the night of the 17th, that Chodesh is Asim in HaTorah, and we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rambam, the Riff and the Rosh and Kama other Rishenim pass in that Chodesh is Asim in HaTorah, and the Kesem Mishnah says two Tzvaris, either because the Stam Mishnah in Erl is that way, that says Chodesh is Asim in HaTorah, and also, this sugya, the halachas kabastra, like Ravina, that holds that, that both it's midiraisa, and we pass it like Abiyuda. So, mela, al-kabanam, lagavid, ikadin chadash, whether it's an isidiraisa or an isidirabanan, we pass it like Ravina. That's the psak of the Rambam, the Riff, and the Rosh, and Kama, the Rishainim, and that's the psak of the Tur and Shulchan Aruch, both in Aruch Chaim, Simon Tov Beites, and in Yerideim, Simon Reish Tzadik Gimel. Now, we know that the minig was, and it was that way even in the times of the later Rishonim at least, not to be makbid on the Issur Chodesh b'zman hazeh. And the shaila is exactly why. Because even if you would paskin that Chodesh b'zman hazeh is derabanan, but l'chaya, why wouldn't you have to be makbid on Issur derabanan? So there is at least one sheet of Rishonim that says clearly that Chodesh was manazez derabanan, and there were only geizah in Nairotzes as smuchas l'Eretz Yisrael, like Bavel, but not in any place that was far from Eretz Yisrael. The Tshuvas Rosh brings it in Klal Beis Siman Aleph, it's Rabbeinu Baruch. Presumably the vowel of the Sefer HaTshumais. Now the other Rishonim that I brought, the Tshuvas Hadesh, also brings the Arzarua that says that he held that Chodesh is an Issa derabanan. But the Arzarua doesn't clearly say that it's mutter in the Arotzes that aren't smuchas Eretz Yisrael. He just says that legabe safik chadash, when you buy tvuan and you don't know if it's chadash or not, you could say safik derabanan lekula. And the Achrayim bring other Rishonim, the Taz in Yerideim, Sivkat and Dalad and Mishkanis Yankov brings a chevel of Rishonim in Simon Samach Zayin, the Rivar Balatayshus, Rabbeinu Avigdor, the Maram, the Miltzedek, that it's an Issa Derabbanan. What do you do with the Stam Mishnah in Orla that says Chadash Asim in a Torah? So there were those that brought other Mishnayis, it's a Stam Lakach Machlaikis, or the other Stam Mishnayis. The Azura brings that since there's a Stam Mishnah here in Menachos and Afpe Gimel that the Omer doesn't come from Chutz Laretz, and the Gemara is mashma that the din of Chadash is in Chutz Laretz is dependent on whether the Omer comes from Chutz Laretz. And the Achrayim speak about that. And about what do you do about our Gemara, that Ravina, who's a Basra, and Rabbanan the Be'er of Ashi, they both held that Chadash was awesome in Atayra, not like our Papa and Avinu Be'er Beshua. So Azarua, which we have printed now, it's in Chelek Aleph Simen Shin Chav Ches, he says that Ravina could be didn't hold of his father. His mother told him his father did that. Maybe Ravina didn't hold away. And they're Rabbanan the Be'er of Ashi, they're not Rav Ashi. They're Rabbanan the Be'er of Ashi. They don't have the Maila of Ashi and Maila of Basra. So maybe we could go like our Papa and Avinu Be'er Beshua that say it's the Rabbanan. And also maybe they just said it Luchumra. They were just being Machmer on themselves, just as what their personal Hagga was. It wasn't a Psak Halacha. Al-Kobanim, Revi Shainim sounds like Paskin Zechadash is Asim in Atayra. And that's the Psak of the Ikka Gedele HaPeskin, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh. It's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. But the Minig was always to be Mekel. Now the Ramah brings, and this is from the Trumas Edeshin, that could be they were Mekel Stam because they just bought regular Tvua, and you have a Svek Sveka. First of all, maybe it's last year's Tvua, and even if it's this year's Tvua, maybe the Tvua happened to be Nishrish Kaidim Aimer. So you have a Svek Sveka to be Matir. But that would depend on the circumstance. If you have that there's a equal Suffolk, there's plenty of Tvua from last year, and also if the planting habits of that particular crop, of that particular place, of that particular produce, was that it could have been Ishrish Kaidim Aimer. So then you have the Svek Sveka. Not always you had the Svek Sveka, and it seems they'll make it without it. Now the Bach has another heter for Chadash, that he holds that Chadash is not Bishalakum. If a guy grows it, that's not a din of Chadash. Taisus already talks about it in Kedushin. Taisus holds not the way. Taisus holds that even if a guy grows it, it's Asr. Now the Riv and the Rambam don't mention it, but there's no Mefurish Rishon that argues on Taisus and holds that Chadash is not Noig B'Shem, is not Noig by Goyim. Just the Bach holds that way. The Bach argues on Taisus and the Achrenim are Marchiv about it. But that's another possible Heter. One possible Heter is that Chadash is the Rabbanan and they were only Geyser and Aratzis HaSmuchas, that Shebeinu Baruch, that the Shuvah Sirash brings. And could be a number of the Rishonim at least hold that Chadash is the Rabbanan, even though they're not Mefurish, that the Rabbanan were only Geyser of Eretz HaSmuchas. And the possible head to the Bach, that Chadash is not Neyig B'Shel Goyim. The Meisner Achreinim also, any Achreinim Stam hold that we have to pass in Chadash is Asim in Atayah, that's the Dasa Rev Rishonim, that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Kama Achreinim that want to be Mekel with beer, the Pnei Yeshua in Kedushin and others, they say maybe there's no din of Tam Ke'ikr by Chadash, so Mela by beer, which is only the Tam of Chadash, you could be Mekel, but otherwise you should be Machmir. But the Minig was to be Mekel. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about it. He brings that the Minig was to be Mekel, Ve'im Limchus B'Yad HaMekilim, but he says that Lamaisa, Kobal Nefesh should be Machmir, because Kama V'Kama Rishayim hold the Sassami Deraisa. In Be'alacha, he says something interesting. He says, very, very few people are machmir. He says, even people who are very big machmirim, they're not machmir when it comes to Chadash. That's what it was in his days. And he says, he thinks the reason is because they feel it's too hard. Is that people aren't machmir on Chadash, and mela, all the food that we have that's available has a problem that it's Chadash. So how are we going to be machmir? So he says, just because you can't be machmir completely doesn't mean that you can't be, that you shouldn't be machmir at all. Because he says like this, he says the wheat is b'derech klal not a problem with Chadash. The wheat is winter wheat. At least the wheat in his prime places was b'derech klal winter wheat. It's very easy to get just winter wheat, or even if you buy stam wheat, you could be seimich that it's winter wheat. And the beer, you have the achreinim that a machmir, that a matir, I mean by Chadash, that the tam doesn't have a problem. He says the main problem you have is barley and oats. Because barley and oats, there's no such thing as winter barley and winter oats. They're all spring. And they're all planted after the Eimer. And they also don't have so much surplus. And the male of the barley and oats are pretty much Vadei Chadash. He says, but that's not so hard to be machmer. As long as you can eat the wheat, and you can eat the blias, and you can have the kalim, and all these things you will be making on. But just barley and oats, which are vane chadash, and it's not blias, and you don't have any zekis, that, he doesn't see why a bal nefesh shouldn't be machmer, even if he can't be machmer by wheat, to make sure everything is exactly 100% yashan. That wheat, bedarach klal, is winter wheat, it's not such a problem. And blias, you can be saimach on the mekilim. But to eat the barley and the oats, he said, which are chadash, that you shouldn't do. And he says, if you cannot eat barley and oats, and he said, and if you really want, you can find barley and oats from last year. So that's what he was encouraging, to be machmer at least partially, be machmer things that are vaday chadash without any aterim, without any sveikis, even if he can make on other things. But the Archa Shulchan, he's ma'achiv about it. He says, if that's the minig, and since the Asar Mishenim that hold that way, and he brings a list, and the minig Yisrael was that way, you can't say in a minig Yisrael, he says, by their Isa, that they're all being Oiv and Issa their Isa, and we're not ma'achiv because Mutiv Shishagin, can't say that. If Klal Yisrael is being na'ig that way, and they were na'ig that way for hundreds of years, that is the Psak Halacha, the Ma'isa, the Ar Mishenim that hold that way, the minig could be kaveh, the Psak Halacha, like those Rishenim, that hold their chadash is their Rabbanan, and we were in Geiser on the Arotzes that are far away from Eretz Yisrael. And I'll be messiah now with one more inyan, which is discussed by the Gedalei HaPeskim. The Gemara had said that a cointer, a pop, and a funerbe, Beshua, they ate chadash already on the night of the 16th. And even though Al Tzveik Diyema, it should be usher till the night of the 17th, because you have to be chayish the 17th is the 16th, or at least the morning. But since the elders are Rabbanan, l'sveik alei chayshinon. Pashas means, it's safik der Rabbanan l'kula. So the shayla was, the Gemara in Beya, the Afdalon and Aleph, says that you don't say safik der Rabbanan l'kula by a davash sheish lemetirim. If it's a davash sheish lemetirim, right now it's a safik der Rabbanan, but soon, it'll become mutter anyway, even in the tzad that it's aser. So you don't say safik derabanan l'kula by a davar sheish lematirim. So the Mordechai there, it's in the Chedushi Anshei Hashem on the Mordechai, but it's clear it's from the Rishenim. The Achreinim bring it down as part of the Mordechai. It's in the beginning of Beya. He asks the Kasha, how does this Gemara shtim? Chadash is a davar sheish lematirim. It's going to come mutter anyway. And now he's saying it's mutter because it's derabanan, and mele l'sveik alech hashinan, you're saying safik derabanan, it's like a davar sheish lematirin, why would it be mutter, why would you say sveik derabanan l'kula? So one teretz the Mordechai gives is, because this is not a pasha de safik, really we became b'kvi d'yarcha, it's like a takonit should be a safik, so they only made the takonit should be a safik, the gabi derais is not the gabi derabanans. But the second teretz he brings it from Rabbeinu Peretz, and then also Rabbeinu Chaim Kain, and the Achreinim bring it, they must have had a different girsu b'shem Rabbeinu Yomtiv, that you say that Dovah Sheshem Atim is only when it's not going to become Chazav and Esar. If you have something which is going to become Mutter, but then it's going to become Asar again. So that's not called the Dovah Sheshem Atim. It's like Chametz B'Pesach. So Machalik is Rishenim in this Nekudah, these are what this Rishenim is saying. Now let's say Chametz B'Pesach. You want to say it's mutter because of, you want to say it's asim because of davar sheish lematirin. But no, it's going to become mutter again. It's going to become asur again, but next Pesach. So it's not called davar sheish lematirin if it's going to become asur again. So here also, the chadash has become mutter, but the next year the chadash will become asur again. So it's not called the davar sheish lematirin. That's what the Mordechai says. Rishenim say this teretz. And a Prichadash brings this down in Simon Kav Beis of Katan Aleph, and he says it's a Pella. He says, if the thing itself that's now Usr, or Safik Usr, and it's going to become Mutter, but then it's going to become Usr again, so here's a Svara, it's not called the Devashesh Matir, you can't say it's going to become Mutter anyway, because it'll become Mutter, then it'll become Usr, then it'll become Mutter, then it'll become Usr. So that's not called the Devashesh Matir. But this year's crap, this year's Chadash, will never become Asr again. Next year's Chadash will become Asr. So why would that be a chsarin of this being a Devashesh Matirim? Anything that's becoming Mutter now will never become Asr. So what do you mean that it's going to become Asr again next year? It's a Pella. Besides, he asks, it's often a Gemara Nedarim, Daf Nun Ches, and it's a Yushalmi,
And the Rashba says that way in the Rambam, that Chodesh is called Avishesh Lamatirim. So Meli says Avesh Veritertz. Charitaka Pella. The crazy place the Eifenart, in Simon Kuf Beis, he says, Machmas Chaymer Kusha, Avesh Harif is the answer. Says Yishalmi says, and it's brought in Taisus and Rosh Hashanah Daf Yigimah and Aleph, and the Rash and Chalab Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph, that when the Eden came into Eretz Yisrael, all the Tvua, even from years and years before, it was all Aser. Because since they didn't have an Omer, so you needed the first Omer to be matter all the Tvua. Not only this year's Tvua, any Tvua, even from 20 years ago, was all Aser until they brought the first Omer. So tiny to crazy place, the Oibazai, if you hold Chodesh with Manazez, they're Abanon. So Midir Aisa, there's no Issa Chodesh. When Mashiach comes, so even the old Tvua that was planted 20 years ago would be Aser. Until they bring the first Omer. Just like the Tvua that was there before Klal Yisrael went to Beis HaMikdash in the first place. Once the Beis HaMikdash is built again, so now everything's going to be Aser until they bring the first Omer. If the old Chodesh was Manazez Deir Aisa, so Kaseda Tezai Nisan is Matur, all the Chodesh. But if the old Chodesh was Manazez Deir Abanan, so now everything's Mutter, and then the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and now there's the Issa Chodesh Deir Aisa again. It won't only apply to this year's crops, it'll apply to everything. It's interesting. L'chay, you'll have nothing to eat. You won't be able to eat any Tvua until the first time they bring the Omer. Vesechnisht. But that's what he says. So Mela, be very good. The Rashba and the Rambam hold the Chodesh is Man as their Aisa. So Mela will never become Asur again. Mashen came, the Merchai, could hold like the Shitas the Chodesh is Man as their Abanan. And what he means will be Asur again is, he means when Mashiach comes, it'll become Asur. We'll have the Issa Chodesh now. Now we'll get the Issa Chodesh their Aisa. Very Harif is the Gateritz, but the crazy place he says, he doesn't think the Merchai means this. The Avnei Meluim, in the Tshuvas at the end of the Sefer, Simon Hay, he says another teretz. He says that if, let's say, you have a suffix if something's chadash or not, something got mixed up, you have a suffix, did it come from last year's Tvua, or was it from this year's Tvua? And you want to say suffix d'rabbanan l'kula, and then you could say davar sheish l'matirin, because once it becomes mutter, it will never become asur again. But if the suffix is which day is which, is it Tezayin or Yudzayin? So next year you're going to have the same Sveik of the Yomer. Next year you're going to have the same Suffolk. So this Suffolk you're going to have again next year. So that's called the Tzchazal Yisurai. The Suffolk is never going to get gone. It's still a Vissel Shveris Teretz because the Suffolk's not going to be negated to this Tvua. It's only going to be negated to the next year's Tvua. But negated this Tvua is going to be Mutter B'Teretz V'Adei forever. But I guess you have to understand better the svara of why Chayzer V'Neser doesn't make a davar sheish l'matirin. The Avnei Meluim is saying as long as the same suffix we're danning now, we're going to have to dan next year as well. So I would say if this suffix, we can't say davar sheish l'matirin. It's only if this suffix we're danning now, we'll never have to dan this suffix again. It won't be negay again this suffix. Like a suffix, whether this happens to be the chadash or the yashan. Once it's after the it's not negay this suffix. So that would be called the davar sheish l'matirin, it's not called chayzer v'neser. Now, Shengen, if the suffix we're danning now, whether it's tazayin or yudzayin, that's going to be negay next year also, even though be negay, this too won't be negay, that's called, that'll be, it's like chayzer v'neser, that's called that it's not a davar sheish l'matirin, that's Avnei Meluim says.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.